Let's have a chat to our Canberra correspondent to finish the show, Kerri-Anne Walsh. Good morning, Kerri-Anne.
Morning, Karen.
Okay, well, it's hard to avoid Sydney, a terrible time at the moment. What's the sense there? Are we going to see troops on the streets?
We are. We're going to, for the next 6 weeks, a request went in from the New South Wales government yesterday to the ADF, the Australian Defence Force, for troops on the ground to door knock to make sure that families were not mingling amongst households. Southwestern Sydney is a incredible community neighbourhood full of large extended families, you know, millions of people, and they mingle between households. It's a very close-knit community in a lot of these cultures, and they have large households, and that's where the main spread is. And the message isn't getting through that you cannot move between your families because families then go out into communities and spread the disease. So there will be door knocking to ensure that everybody's staying indoors and that people aren't swapping in between houses. So that's the first point of call. Second point of call today is, yet again, the National Cabinet sits. Yet again, there's going to be some sort of grand announcement about a plan to end lockdowns and to increase vaccinations, and the Prime Minister will announce that, and then we'll all go back to doing what we're doing, and nothing more will be said about the grand announcements because they never come to fruition. So that's one to watch today too, if you've got nothing else to do.
Does it feel like you're at a really challenging point here? This is it getting feel like it's going to get out of control? It's pretty scary.
Well, it does to a lot of us, and it certainly does to my two of my brothers who live in Sydney, who've now been locked up for 5 weeks. They're in an area that hasn't got any vaccinations. Any infections. But there's a case of many Sydneys in one. I mean, it's a place of 6 million people. The virus is concentrated in very densely populated areas in southwestern and western Sydney, but there are also sprinklings of it going out into the region and in the eastern suburbs of Sydney and the far north. So, you know, it's every day the community transmission is going up. Yesterday, 239 cases, and three-quarters of them were community transmission. It's whatever they're doing is not working, and so people are now screaming for tighter measures and for some way out of this, because it's very scary. And what's it as scary is that under nines are being affected, 200 in the last 48 or so hours, or the last 3 or 4 days, and those in their 20s are increasingly being hit by the virus. So, and they're not vaccinated, and they're not eligible for vaccination because we don't have enough. So we're in a pickle.
Yes, and even the Olympics, the reach of COVID, I see the Australian athletics team with a scare. Hopefully that's passed now, has it?
Yeah. Yes, well, from what I understand, that they were kicked out of the Olympic Village just as a precaution because they'd come into passing contact with a US athlete. But these are the risks that all teams knew they were taking when they went to the Olympics. And all officials and everybody who's participating knew that there were these sorts of risks. I mean, I've been watching it a lot and, of course, in between working. Most people are adhering to the protocols, but word that filters back is that there's a lot of mingling going on. So, you know, it's everywhere, but in Sydney in particular, for Australia and for Sydney side, it's a really dangerous time.
Well, hopefully the Olympics is giving Australians a bit of a lift, and Sydney side, as I see, the Australians are doing pretty well, really, aren't you? I mean, 8 gold medals, yeah. About 5th on the table. That's pretty good.
Look, you know, we always shine in the pool, and we've had a great time in the pool. One of the great thrills was seeing Jess Fox in the slalom canoe event win gold yesterday. I mean, she's a sensational, she's a superstar. And, it's always thrilling to see your athletes out there, and it's always thrilling to see them do their best. Sorry about the, you know, hockey ruse.
Yes, that's tough, but they'll live to fight again. Kerri-Anne, thank you very much for that. Kerri-Anne Walsh, our Canberra correspondent.